This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.
Hello, sports fans, and welcome to another edition of Yesterday Sports on the Sports History Network. Today, we will have part three of the weightlifting career of an average Joe. My second contest was the AAU Junior Olympics in Jackson, New Jersey. It happened to fall on my 20th birthday. My coach wasn't able to make it, nor was my cousin. This competition was for 20-year-olds and under, and all of my teammates were over 20, so I'd be on my own. Without anyone to coach me or help me out, I was pretty nervous. As I was finishing up my warm-ups, in walked my teammate, Tim Caso, along with another teammate. Tim was a few years older than me and had been competing for a few years when I first arrived on the scene. He rode me hard in the gym and was very tough on me. I wasn't sure if this was the guy I wanted helping me out at my second contest, but he calmed me down and coached me through the meet. Up until that contest, I thought Tim was just a mean person, but it meant a lot to me that he was there when I needed his help, and after that, Tim was okay in my book. I weighed in at 162 pounds. I snatched 70 kilos, 154 pounds, and clean and jerked 100 kilos, 220 pounds. I won the silver medal in the 75 kilo weight class and drove home feeling satisfied that I had added 12.5 kilos to my total. I don't remember exactly what was going on in my life at that point, but I do remember that my training for the next 6 months was sporadic. I competed in Delaware in September. I weighed in at 158 pounds. That was 8 pounds lighter than I was at my first contest 9 months earlier. I had enough trouble keeping my weight up, and the sporadic training didn't help matters. I snatched 70 kilos and clean and jerked 95. Disappointing, to say the least. The one bright spot was that we had a great time after the competition. My cousin, myself, our coach, and some new teammates went out to eat afterward. They had a DJ and a dance floor, and we had a blast. My next contest was in Bayonne, New Jersey, at a military ocean terminal base. The U.S. Navy used it from 1942 to 1967, and then the Army used it from 1967 to 1999. The site is used today as a cruise port, and my wife and I took a cruise out of there about 10 years ago. Anyway, back in the day, they had a weightlifting gym and a weightlifting team, which was run by Coach Chris Fluellen, a Jersey City fireman. I weighed in at 163 pounds and snatched 77.5 kilos, 170 pounds. I felt happy about that because it was a 7.5 kilo increase from my previous best and my first time snatching above body weight. But my clean and jerk remained at 100 kilos. I won a trophy for second place in my weight class. My cousin lifted in this meet too, and we made friends with a couple of other lifters whom we went out to lunch with afterward. My next competition was in Regal Park, New York, which is in Queens. It was my first time lifting at Lost Battalion Hall. The building was acquired in 1960 by New York City Parks. It was named in honor of a World War I patrol that got separated from their division in France in 1918. They held off a larger German force for 6 days until reinforcements arrived. They had a weightlifting team, and there was also a boxing ring. On the second floor was a full basketball court, which, unbeknownst to me at the time, was where the New York Knicks championship teams of 1969 and 1972 practiced. This competition was named the David Berger Memorial. Berger was one of the athletes killed by terrorists at the 1972 Olympic Games. I remember watching those Olympics on TV, and like everyone else, I remember how shocking and tragic it was. Some of the lifters and officials at this competition had known and even trained with David since he had lived in Queens for a while. I competed in this memorial meet 7 years in a row and always considered it an honor to take part in it. This was the same situation as my first competition, where several lifters from the Belleville barbell team were lifting, and they were all in the heavier classes. Like before, the lighter classes were in the morning session, and the heavier classes were in the afternoon. I was once again asked to gain a few pounds so we could all lift in the afternoon. But this time, I was a full kilo over the 75 kilo weight class, so I didn't have to worry about shoving bagels down my throat. I snatched 80 kilos and clean and jerked 102.5 kilos. I had increased my total by 5 kilos. It wasn't much, but at least it was progress. 3 months later, I competed in the New York City Open. This meet was also held at Lost Battalion Hall. I weighed in at 163 pounds. I did okay on the snatch, equaling my best with a lift of 80 kilos, but my clean and jerk decreased to 97.5 kilos. I was unhappy and discouraged with my results and vowed to train harder and more often. 6 months of hard training paid off. In November, I competed in Connecticut and weighed in at 178 pounds, 11 pounds heavier than I ever weighed before. I snatched 87.5 kilos, 193 pounds, a 7.5 kilo increase, and clean and jerked 112.5 kilos, or 248 pounds, a 10 kilo increase. This competition was in a somewhat fancy hotel, and there was an open bar. During the course of the competition, people kept buying drinks for the announcer, and it became apparent that he'd had one too many when he started slurring his words midway through the contest. Anyway, I was pleased with how I did and thought I had finally turned a corner. Tune in again next week for part 4 of the weightlifting career of an average Joe. Until then, thank you. Hope you enjoyed the podcast, and God bless.
This podcast is part of the Sports History Network, your headquarters for the yesteryear of your favorite sport. You can learn more at sportshistorynetwork.com.